All right, 8:32 here at News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Mitch Fortner. Joining us in studio today, we've got a couple of special guests. Coming up on Friday at McCain Auditorium is a special performance, Hedy, the Life and Inventions of Hedy Lamarr. And the star of that is Heather Massey, who is performing this one-woman show and is well-acclaimed. Heather is joining us in studio. Welcome.
I am delighted to be here with you, Brandon.
Appreciate you being here. Todd Holmberg is also joining us. He's the director of McCain Auditorium. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm very lucky to be here with the awesome Heather Massey.
Absolutely. So, Heather, tell us a little bit about yourself, or for those who don't know, and how this role came about.
Yes, I'm a New York City artist and a Fulbright specialist, and I researched and wrote this play that I also perform. I've performed it around the world in 26 countries on 5 continents. In the show, I play 35 characters. The most important relationship in the play is Hedy's relationship with the audience.
Okay. And Hedy is a real person. So for those that aren't familiar, Hedy was an actress in Hollywood in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s?
Yep. Yes, so she was known around the world as the most beautiful woman in the world. She was very famous in Hollywood films in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. She was originally from Vienna, Austria. And during World War II, because she had a very inventive mind, she knew how machinery worked, and she had been married. Her first of 6 husbands was an Austrian munitions dealer. She wanted to support the Allied forces, and her way to do this was to invent a new guidance system for torpedoes using radio frequencies, and that is now known as frequency hopping spread spectrum technology, and it is in cell phones, Wi-Fi, GPS, and Bluetooth. So I celebrate Hedy Lamarr as a woman of science through theater.
Interesting. And as I understand, you're a former scientist yourself?
Yes, I was always in the sciences. I started university at University of Virginia in astrophysics, and I earned my degree in theater arts at the Virginia Tech School of Performing Arts.
Okay, so nice way to kind of meld these two passions together.
Exactly. Finally, I put all the pieces of myself together in this piece that speaks to people around the world. My mission with the work is to inspire audiences, to encourage young women in science and technology, and to establish Hedy Lamarr as a role model for intelligence, ingenuity, and invention.
Now, I learned something just kind of prepping for this interview that I didn't know, but Hedy Lamarr is kind of seen as the mother of Wi-Fi as we know it here today.
Yes, just like Ada Lovelace is the mother of computing, Hedy Lamarr is the mother of Wi-Fi. So this, technology was a precursor to Wi-Fi, and that those concepts are employed in Wi-Fi. And the most pure implementation of her technology of frequency hopping is employed in Bluetooth.
Interesting. So this is a great opportunity for learning. So, Todd, I think I see kind of the connection here, why you'd want to bring something like this to McCain. It's something different. It's entertaining, it's educational, and it's just got everything.
Absolutely, and how inspiring is Heather. Heather is a close personal friend of mine, and when I got to thinking about McCain's relationship with artists. McCain's mission is really connecting artists with audiences. And we like to do that going beyond the stage. So we brought Heather in about a week early. As she mentioned, as I think you mentioned, her performance is Friday, February 27th at 7:30 p.m. But we brought her in on Monday, and we wanted to bring her really all around the state, all around the region, and connect with audiences of all different age groups and backgrounds.
Yeah, what's that been like for you to kind of engage with all these folks?
I love it. I don't like to be an artist who just pops in, does a show, and then move on to another town. So this is one of the most most engaging artist residencies that I've had, because we went out to the Salina Aerospace Campus for the Women in Aviation Club. I was very excited to work with them. Also the Meadowlark Hills Retirement Community. Last night we had a roundtable discussion at K-State of women in STEM fields. Today we're heading to Junction City High School for the theater classes. Tonight we're having a film screening of Hetty's film Ecstasy with the Wildcat Film Appreciation Student Group. And then tomorrow we'll be with some acting classes at K-State, Fundamentals of Acting Section A and B, Intermediate Acting, and on Friday with a playwriting class.
Wow. So you're kind of doing the whole gamut here.
Doing the gamut.
That's pretty cool. And you mentioned it really it aims to inspire, especially young girls, to get into the sciences here. And I think they'll see that. I saw that a little bit in the 5-minute snippet I saw of the YouTube video. But kind of take us through kind of what they're going to see when they come out and see this performance.
Oh, they're going to spend an evening with Miss Hetty Lamarr. And she's very excited that the audience has summoned her here to explain how it is that someone so very unexpected was able to create technology that we use every day. So it's an evening between Hetty and the audience, and all these other characters come in. I play them all. Jimmy Stewart and Louis B. Mayer and Betty Davis, three of her six husbands, her parents, all kinds of people. I wanted to take care of the audience when I wrote this play, make it really interesting and alive and in the moment. And in a way, that also takes care of me, because I always have something to work on. Every performance is special because of the audience, and it's this wonderful experience of having an evening with Hetty Lamarr. Do you know what she said about her beauty, because people ignored her and her genius? She said, "Well, any girl can be glamorous. All you have to do is stand still and look stupid."
That's great. How do you prepare for something like this? Because you have all these characters transitioning like that. It's got to be, you must be like an impressionist. Or have you done that?
I'm not really done impressions, but I mean, this is doing impressions. Some of them are very specific to how the person sounded, like Jimmy Stewart, because he was so very characteristic that you have something to latch on to. Some of the other characters are, we don't know what they sounded like. So I can make dramatic choices. I have dramatic license to create. And also, playing so many different men, I have to make them different in different ways. So I make vocal and physical choices to create these other characters, because I'm dressed as Hetty Lamarr the whole time. I can't be changing clothes 36 times. So you'll see different characters pop up throughout. And it's clear who everybody is throughout the piece. And I have great fun with the play, getting to embody Hetty Lamarr. And audiences have shared that they enjoy it just as much.
It sounds like a very entertaining piece. It's got great reviews, obviously. I know the Huffington Post has called it captivating. Silicon Republic, effervescent. These are great
effervescent
adjectives.
I love that one.
I mean, we've been in 26 countries, obviously, and so we're very lucky, very fortunate to have this here in Manhattan, Todd.
Well, yeah, I'm considering myself very lucky to be close and personal friends with Heather. And when K-State really leaned into that next generation of connection, community connection, and external engagement, McCain really wanted to align their programming with that effort. And the first person I thought of was Heather Massey, for the reasons you just heard.
So when we first met 8 years ago at a booking conference, I saw his name badge, And I said, Manhattan, Kansas. I was very excited about this. And he looked at me as to, why are you excited? I said, of course I'm excited about Manhattan, Kansas, because my childhood neighbors moved here and we visited a couple times. Last was when I was 7 years old. And I got to see them again for the first time since I was seven on Monday. Gus and Annika Vanderhoven. So Manhattan, Kansas has always had a very dear place in my heart, and I live in the counterpart of Manhattan, New York. That's where I'm based, so I feel a kindred spirit with Manhattan, Kansas.
Well, the Big Apple to the Little Apple.
That's very true for me. I drove here, actually.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
That's probably a fun drive. Well, we appreciate having the opportunity to visit with you here today. Again, the show is happening Friday at 7:30 p.m., McCain Auditorium. Tickets still available, I'd imagine.
Tickets still available online at mccain.k-state.edu. Or you can call us this afternoon at 785-532-6428. Our box office is open from 12 to 4 today, Thursday and Friday.
Okay. Heather, it was great to meet you, and we look forward to seeing the show on Friday.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
All right. Thank you so much as well. Heather Massey, Todd Holmberg joining us here on News Radio KMAN.